Oh, greetings, friends. You know that sound. Our chant of the mystics has already begun, telling us we are ready for episodes 17 and 18 of Samuel in September. We are walking through the great Old Testament story in 1 Samuel. And we are beginning chapter 10 today. Verse 17 is the beginning of chapter 10. We've been on quite a journey through many, many years in various villages, cities, towns, nations. And here we are at chapter 10. We are at the point where that little baby of Hannah's anoints a king for Israel. But it's not going to be the king we've been waiting for. Is it ever? Well, lest I give away the story, you know that the monks are ready. The candle flame is burning, and the tea, once again, has been brewed. The kava tea. Oh, here at the broadcasting studios in Arthur, Illinois, it's known as the Parsonage, that world-famous retreat resort spiritual center for reformation and reclamation, for redemption and renewal, for all souls who are hungry for God. We come crawling, crawling, crawling to the foot of the cross. That's what the Parsonage is about. So, let us get started. Amen. Chapter 17, it's verse 10 of 1 Samuel, verses 1 through 8. Chapter 10, verses 1 through 8, the title of episode 17, Samuel anoints Saul as king. And now, let us start. Then Samuel took a flask of olive oil and poured it over Saul's head. He kissed Saul on the cheek and said, "I am doing this because the Lord has appointed you to be the leader of his people Israel. When you leave me today, you will see two men beside Rachel's tomb at Zelzah on the border of Benjamin. They will tell you that the donkeys have been found and that your father is worried about you and is asking, 'Have you seen my son?' When you get to the oak of Tabor, you will see three men coming toward you who are on their way to worship God at Bethel. One will be bringing three young goats. Another will have three loaves of bread, and the third will be carrying a skin of wine. They will greet you and offer you two of the loaves, which you are to accept. When you arrive at Gibeah of God, where the garrison of the Philistines is located, you will meet a band of prophets coming down from the altar on the hill. They will be playing a harp, a tambourine, a flute, and a lyre, and they will be prophesying. At that time, the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you with power, and you will prophesy with them. You will be changed into a different person. After these signs take place, do whatever you think is best, for God will be with you. Then go down to Gilgal ahead of me and wait for me there 7 days. I will join you there to sacrifice burnt offerings and peace offerings. And when I arrive, I will give you further instructions." Episode 17. Samuel anoints Saul as king. And now we move on to episode 18, titled, Samuel's Signs Are Fulfilled. We're in chapter 10 of 1 Samuel, verses 9 through 16. Let us begin. As Saul turned and started to leave, God changed his heart, and all Samuel's signs were fulfilled that day. When Saul and his servant arrived at Gibeah, they saw the prophets coming toward them. Then the Spirit of God came upon Saul, and he too began to prophesy. When his friends heard about it, they exclaimed, "What? Is Saul a prophet? How did the son of Kish become a prophet?" But one of the neighbors responded, "It doesn't matter who his father is. Anyone can become a prophet." So that is the origin of the saying, "Is Saul a prophet?" When Saul had finished prophesying, he climbed the hill to the altar. "Where in the world have you been?" Saul's uncle asked him. "We went to look for the donkeys," Saul replied, "but we couldn't find them. So we went to the prophet Samuel to ask him where they were." "Oh, and what did he say?" his uncle asked. "He said the donkeys had been found," Saul replied. But Saul didn't tell his uncle that Samuel had anointed him to be king. And thus concludes our feature episodes for today, September 9th. Episode 17, Samuel anoints Saul as king, and episode 18, Samuel's signs are fulfilled. We will meet again tomorrow, same place, same channel, but more importantly, tonight is our Samuel in September discussion group. So also within the email that you have received this recording on is the link to our Zoom meeting tonight at 7. And I promise you it will be lively and it will be interesting. And you'll have a little fun probably too. So please join us. You can come as a participant or join in just as an observer. But we'd love to have you. So just use that link in this email, and with that said, I just hope you have a blessed day and that God is mighty powerful in your heart and soul today. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.